Under Pressure. By David Ball.
It's boiling.
I'll get you another cup. I've got to do a fresh pot for me anyway.
Hey, sis.
What?
This is a truly great breakfast.
Well, you talk so much about the food on your oil rigs and all that. I thought I'd have to send you off with a good memory of home cooking. So when are you away?
I've got a cab coming at 9. Plenty of time to get to the airport.
You're deserting your trains this time, Brian. You know loyalty, some folks.
No, it's easier this time, flying. I'm meeting Carlos at Heathrow. And he's got a new car, so we're riding down together to Pembroke.
I thought you didn't like him.
He's good enough at his job. So, here, why's my mum in bed?
Oh, come on now, Bri. You know she hates you going back.
She should be used to it after nearly 2 years.
Look, she pictures you going down thousands of feet.
Hundreds, come on.
Well, far enough, anyway.
Look, she got a new house out of it, didn't she? Better than any of her sisters have, Doris and that lot.
I'm not refereeing between you down here and her up in her room. She'll be okay when you've left.
Oh, that's charming.
Oh, you've looked after her great, honestly. Me too, after... Bri, love, it's just... She worries. I say to her, with your figure, you'd float whatever you did.
Oh, no. Listen, the others all seem to lose weight back home, not me. I go back fatter than when I left. I think it's a plot to make me fail in medical, so I'll have to give up. Oh, my cab's early. Look, I'll take a tray up, right?
Oh, yes, okay. She'll like that. Oh, Bri, I'll see to your taxi.
Right.
I'll try and give her a smile.
Look, Peter, a squirrel.
Where?
Over by all those deck chairs.
Oh, yes. Big one.
They almost make Hyde Park feel like the country. Carla saw one yesterday as I walked her to school. She insisted it looked like her class teacher, Miss Jenkins. The way it moved, I think she meant.
As long as she doesn't say anything about the resemblance in one of her stories. Do you remember that one about us?
Oh, yes. My father. What was it? My father is big and brave and goes down to the sea, and so is Mummy. Bless her. 3 weeks again this time?
Yes.
So you'll be back?
Just at the very end of July.
And then?
2 full months in France at the house with you and Carla.
And then?
2 more tours offshore.
And then?
Christmas.
And then?
Up to Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, my love. What is all this?
Merely to take charge of advanced training for Charles Wickham diving.
Oh, Peter.
Wickham told me himself this morning when I rang the office. Insisted on talking to me. You were seeing to Carla. I thought I'd keep it a surprise. Something nice for our walk.
Oh, that was lovely of you. Oh, I'm so glad, Peter. And the usual pep talk.
The future of Charles Wickham diving and of our client on this occasion, Brit Oil, not to mention the British Gas Corporation, depends on the efforts of your team on Trinity. I suspect he believes it. He's a pompous one.
Well, an ex-naval type.
I thought you might want to take Carla and go up to Aberdeen when term ends, where we might live, schools, that kind of thing.
I'll ring Wickham's wife. She always said we could stay there a few days if need be. They have a huge house. 2 more tours.
3 with this one. All on Trinity.
You'll be good?
Helen, now. Carlos, BB, and what's it, Dunn, Ken Dunn. Not exactly my type, you know. And I never did fancy a black-headed gull.
Do you fancy an ice cream?
What a price. Well, it's about time we started thinking poor. Anyway, I have a better idea.
So have I. Race you back to the flat.
There's no race.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, Peter. I was at the barrier at Paddington, like we said, but I didn't see you.
Well, no, I know.
There wasn't another train due till, well, late-ish. Anyway, I would have missed a flight to the platform, so I caught the 1 o'clock.
How are you?
All right.
Hold on. Have you 2 more tens for the drinks machine?
Oh.
I said I'd get them in for Carlos and BB as well.
Yeah, I think, yeah, one here. What for you? Chocolate. Extra sugar, please.
Good. They're sorting out something on that car of Carlos's. BB reckons gasket.
Oh.
Not surprised. No, actually, what happened was BB rang Helen at the flat after I'd left for Paddington.
Oh.
I rang Helen on the way there. Some things I've forgotten to post. Anyway, we sorted it all out. They picked me up. Just about beat the train down. I tell you, Carlos is driving.
Yeah.
Fangio lives.
What?
Here's yours.
Oh, thanks.
So, sorry, couldn't really let you know.
I thought it must be something like that.
Mmm. This stuff's terrible.
You two for Trinity then, right?
No, mate, Tahiti. Palm trees, clear warm water.
Pretty girls with coconuts.
No, there are 4 of you left for this flight. 4 from Charles Whitlam Diving. Now, who are you?
I'm Harry's. He's Dunn. Ken Dunn.
Right then, let's have your passports.
Yeah.
So, when can we expect the flight?
Well, not long now. There should be 2 more of you.
Haven't seen anybody. Not a clue. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
He's a Burke.
Thinks he's running Concorde ops, not a squiffy heliport in good old soaking wet Wales.
Ah. Any news for the platform while you were off?
Oh, some drilling cock-ups. Client flapping some.
Maybe they'll put on a few more divers. Plenty on the beach could use a bit more money.
Never on the budget for this job. It's a very marginal field, this one. If costs keep going up faster than the price of gas, there are going to be some very upset shareholders.
Oh.
Still, we should be straight into saturation. Plenty to do.
Could have done with a breather first.
Leave a bit hectic?
Oh, well now.
Oh, fast? Oh, it's all quite relative, my friend. For that car, 70 or 80, 90 miles an hour. It's not fast.
Here's your coffee, fellas.
Ah, cheers.
Right then, where are you off for?
Do you mean we've got a choice?
Look, your funny friend said Tahiti.
That sounds quite excellent. Good to see you again, Ken. You well?
Yeah, great, great.
Passports. Right, London and Estimar for Trinity.
Celtic Sea Hilton.
Yeah, well, you should have checked in, 10 minutes ago.
I apologize to you 1,000 times.
You see, Ken, I'd have been better off by train than with these 2 hooligans.
And you would.
Car sorted out?
Yeah, it's great. What did he say?
Don't worry, Carl, it's in Welsh.
What the hell was that supposed to be?
It's your helicopter for Trinity. Ready to go, swimming on the road. Straight turn around. Come on.
That's what I'd like to speak of these youths, you know that?
Safety ship.
Oh, rust bucket. I tell you, Ken, if we ever need her...
Look, fellas, I'll head straight over to the dive control van, talk to Ed Moss and John McIver, see what they've been up to.
when we kick off the dive. Maybe, Carlos, you'd see what accommodation we've been allocated.
Well, if we are just over the generator again, remember, BB? I hope you will all join with me in very strong representation to the management.
Not here 2 minutes and he's agitating already.
Hey, come on there. This is a gangway, not a meeting house. Now shift that baggage.
Surface to bail. Roger, I copy you. Diver back in the bail. Come back. Yes, Bell. Correct. Call me when hatch sealed and ready to recover the bell.
Do you realize, John, 4 hours nearly for a tomfool simple little job like that?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Still, they were a bit slow with a platform crane. I mean, getting that piece down to them.
Still and all, it wouldn't have taken you and me a quarter of that.
You can say that again.
In our prime, of course.
Yeah, our prime. Here, Ed. This next team. They in their prime?
Carlos normally does okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a bit particular. Strong, though.
Well, good.
Harris and Ken Dunn, well... Yeah, they're not too bad for ex-Navy.
Oh, these ex-Navy types.
Ken's a flapper. Who's number four again?
Yeah, wait a minute.
No.
Who is it?
Brian Blundell.
Who? Oh, yeah, right. He's the one Carlos had to sort out that time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a wally. Honest. I mean, he can't even be out of training school more than a couple of months.
What? It's nearer 2 years, if I remember.
You're joking.
Yeah, and I agree. It doesn't show.
Oh. Greetings, gentlemen. How goes?
Well, look what the paraffin budgie laid this time.
It's nice to see you too, Ed. Hello, John.
Peter.
You brought all your lot?
Yes, indeed. 4 out of 4, to varying degrees, fit, sober and raring.
Hang on, Peter. Surface... Roger, Bell. Copy you. Hatch sealed. Confirmed here. Green light. We'll bring the bell up straight away. Oh, and your replacements here. This was your last, repeat, last dive. Decompression starts as soon as you're into the surface chamber, if we can remember how to do it. And do try not to leave the diving bell looking like the morning after Crufts. Lieutenant Commander Harris and his men want their new quarters all ready for Admiral's inspection when they move in.
Lay off, Ed.
All right, John.
Yeah. Okay. Bring that up. On our way, Ed.
Hang on, did I hear that right?
Oh, such enthusiasm. Yes. You're straight in, more or less, now.
That's a bit strong. We just got here.
Oh, they're about to start drilling a new well, number 3. So, there's a new wellhead going down tomorrow. Or, day after. Well, there's no point starting this lot on it, and then having to swap right away. It's a new design or something. Anyway, they need a hot team on this one.
It's not only the cooks here that smother you with hot maple syrup. Someone down there is missing his girlfriend, his booze or his fetish, and he's not waiting.
Well,
it's
coming up past 30 metres, Ed.
All right.
Look, I'll just... I'll go and check. I'm ready for it, topside.
All right, fine. I'll finish the recovery.
OK.
See you, Peter.
Yes.
I'll tell them... Into the chamber for blowdown after dinner.
Aye. There'll only be a short gap in the diving cover. All right. Okay, we'll start blowdown 2300.
Fine bloody time.
How's Helen and Carla?
Fine. Very pleased about Aberdeen. Well, we haven't told Carla yet. I'll leave that to Helen.
Oh, it's confirmed then, is it?
Yes. Christmas. Ed, I heard. Well, yeah, about you and the training job.
Oh, aye, that. Oh, whatever you've heard, you can't beat the Navy Mafia in Charles Wickham diving, can you? From the top on down. Ah, I might not have the patience for instructing. I'll stick it out here a while longer. do less damage out here one way and another. Right, I'll see you just before we start compression. Talk to the troops.
John McIver looks as happy as ever.
What, him? Gibraltar, I tell you. All right, bell's breaking surface any second.
Yeah. There we are.
Give us the bread, will you, Ken?
Yeah, there you are. Hey. Oh, this is good. Anyway, BB, if your old lady's getting that bad, I don't know why you don't leave. Never mind your sister looking after you.
Well, what do you mean? You're still at home.
Not last night, though.
And how are our intrepid frogmen, eh? Fully rested. Web surface is all carefully dried and powdered.
Yeah, what's been happening else in the ground section?
Sittingwell's finished. Just about to start number three.
So long. It's taken you long enough. You're very near finished too. I mean, we're off.
No faster driller in the West, I tell you.
Yeah. You and your Texas boss, man.
Yeah, well, I was telling you. Last night, it's a miracle I made the train.
Ah, hello, everybody. There we are. Well, what is going on, huh?
You wouldn't be interested, Carlos. Being a married man and a father, this next bit's going to be sordid.
The scenes from the gay bachelor life.
Careful.
No. Please, Ken, continue. I am fascinated in your London habits. You see, in our small island community, we
I'll
must
bet, wouldn't you, BB, that in his time, our dark, handsome friend here has done his share of duty by lonely visiting English girls, eh?
Yeah.
No, I do assure you.
Yeah. I've been, after her for a while, this girl. May. Classy, you know.
Yeah?
Going a bit slow, yeah. Anyway, last night, I got her to come out for a drink with some of the gang. Got safety numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this other girl, I knew her a while back, she turned up with a couple of my mates. I thought there'd be a right fight. Oh, May really got the claws out. Oh.
Salad first day back, BB.
Well, all at home cooking, you know.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Tub BB. Get it? Tub BB. This May, I've never seen her like that before. You don't mind if I don't start over again, Peter?
No.
Mind you, this other girl, Sue's been a bit obvious. Anyway, afterwards, well, suffice it to say, May dropped me at Paddington this morning.
Wow.
Storing up memories for 3 weeks of saturation, eh, Ken?
Yeah.
Different life for us married men, Carlos.
Ken was implying earlier that some of us married men were not necessarily quite deficient in such memories.
I didn't actually mean that we'd forgotten.
Four Wickham's finest.
On it to a steak? Can the great chief of drilling be ill?
I gotta leave room for that blueberry shortcake.
Jesus.
I hope you're not gonna throw too many nasties our way during the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. Now, look, if I drop any more drill pipe, I'll be sure it comes down blunt end first.
How far behind schedule is it now?
Well, the barge laying the pipeline for platforms fell a few times.
No, the drilling.
The drilling, my little old diving friend, is absolutely never behind schedule. We just keep moving the schedule back a little bit.
Back a little more. And then back just a tiny, small little bit.
How far? Well, that's my problem, friend. My problem.
Yeah, well, if you get too far behind, let us know. We'll finish off your well with picks and shovels.
Surface to chamber. Comms check, please, Peter.
5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, roger, chamber. Ah, that's fine, Peter.
Good.
Oh, Peter.
Yes?
You might have lost a friend up here. Drilling boss was shooting off about dumb divers asking about his drilling schedules.
He should be grateful we're taking an interest. Thank you, Ken. Ed, I think we're ready to go.
Right. Well, we'll have you out of there July 24th, about, if anyone remembers.
Not a day later.
Are the others ready?
One more time. Carlos, ready. BB, yeah, ready. Ken, good. Mind off your bird, Ken. Ready for blowdown, Ken.
Aye, sir.
Get a sailor. Service, bell. Ed, all ready in here.
Right, you are. Blowdown started at 23:11. Everything all right with you, John?
Yeah, sure, fine, thanks.
Okay, and here we go.
Here we are, Mrs. Harris. I'll just take your bags inside.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Carla. Oh, isn't this a grand house?
Helen and Carla. So good to see you again.
Mrs. Wickham, hello. Oh, thank you so much for sending the car to meet us. That was nice.
Well, the airport taxis would rather scurry straight into Aberdeen and back to the airport again, not come out all this way. Hello, Carla.
She's still rather shy.
And tired, both of you. It's not a long flight, I know, but it can still be very wearing. Never a spare seat. Come on, let's go in.
Now, Charles felt the old house deserved at least some of its history to show. Hence the suit of armour, the shield, banners. It's a little of a museum.
But it's warm.
But the heating bill. Let's sit down. Now, have you heard from your husband at all?
Well, he's been away on Trinity for 2 weeks now, and the post offshore isn't always very reliable.
Yes, I know.
Yes, but we have had a letter. Peter's well. Oh, I'm very pleased about the move to training to Aberdeen.
I'm sure you will be too. I remember with Charles when he was in the service off around the world, and a moment's call, maybe for months. It's a little better now. Except it's London or Houston or Brazil or somewhere in the North Sea. No letters anymore, but I do get phone calls of the odder stars.
You have tea, Mrs. Wickham.
Ah, thank you, Elfie.
You asked me to remind you about the call.
Ah, thank you. Yes, of course. Could you arrange for it now, please? Charles thought he's set up a call between here and the platform for when you got here.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Charles is very keen on keeping in touch with his empire. He says he wants them all out in the fields to know he's accessible.
They must find that a mixed blessing at times, being so accessible to him.
I imagine so.
Of course, Peter never said...
Oil widows need the occasional joke.
Mrs. Wickham, the call to the platform.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Hello? Mrs. Charles Wickham? Yes, Mr. Moss, of course. Hello. Oh, yes, I'm well, thank you. I'll hand the telephone over to Mrs. Harris now.
Oh, thank you. Ed? Helen Harris? Hello? How is he? Can I talk to him? Oh, I see. Oh, yes, of course, I forgot. Is he, good. Did he buy... Oh, that's nice. Yes, with Carla just now. Oh, and could you tell him transport is all booked down to France, down to the house, as soon as he gets back to London? And Mrs. Wickham is looking after us very well indeed. Yes. Give him our love, both of us. Goodbye, Ed. Take care. Thanks. Bye. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Wickham. He was, he couldn't...
I know, dear. After this, you'll want to freshen up and maybe rest. Then perhaps later we can look at details of some properties I've had sent through. There may be one or two you'll quite like.
Bell to service. Bell to service.
Surface? Yes, BB. What is it?
Carlos has left the bell. He's back in the water now with the spare fitting for the wellhead. You know, wellhead 3.
I know which wellhead, you bloody idiots.
Well, at least they know too.
Yeah, Roger, BB. We copy. Carlos back at work. All right, BB, what did the old part look like, the one he took off the wellhead?
Sorry, say again.
The old piece off of the wellhead. I want to know what state it was in. Can you hold it up to the Bell TV camera so as we can have a look? Over.
I said, repeating, he's taking the new one out.
BB, forget it for now. Leave comms open for Carlos.
Sorry, Surface. Say again.
I said leave the communications open for Carlos. Oh, it doesn't matter. God, honest John, these flaming comms will have me in the bin yet.
I was just thinking.
You what, John?
How far is it to the moon?
You are thinking of emigrating?
No. My lad wants to, though. Aye, and he could be right.
Then what's all this about?
No, I mean, how far is it? How far?
250,000 miles or so, last time I measured it.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? I mean, remember the moon landings, TV pictures, everything from the moon.
It was all done at Universal City Studios.
Clear as crystal it was. Pictures, words the Lord. Well, if they can do all that, we should be able to hear what BB and Carlos are doing down there.
Ah, number one, how many Scousers did they send to the moon? And how many Spaniards? And number two, they spent more.
No. I reckon if you compare how much they spend on offshore oil and then compare it with the moonshot...
And three, there's no bloody water on the moon, and they don't have to breathe heliox on the moon, and they spent a lot of time and, whatever you say, a lot of money on it. I mean, this oil and gas, Lark, it's all due it yesterday. No notice that you've got a contract, just get out here and do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you'd think, though, I mean, give some of these research brains a bit of money. I mean, they should be able to crack this.
Yeah, they're more interested in the microstructure of a nuke's navel than doing anything useful. Well, they were at my place, anyway.
Listen in.
A surface. Carlos, say again, please. I missed that.
Regulator is
laid out. Carlos, surface, understood, problems with breathing equipment. Return to Bell, repeat, return to Bell. Over.
Breathing is low now. Returning to Bell.
Do you wish help? Over.
Negative
on help. Carlos, surface, understood. Surface to Bell, BB. Carlos is coming back to Bell with equipment problems. Prepare to assist him back into Bell. Over.
What was that on leaving Bell? Over.
Negative on leaving the Bell, BB. Just stick where you are and help him back in when he gets to the Bell. Okay?
Oh, help him in. I copy.
Oh, God, duff gear, bloody idiot divers. I don't know, John. Come on, Carlos. Just one long procession of things.
Only six and a bit more days.
Oh, well, it's too long. Oh, Carlos, come on, man, come on.
Drilling supervisor, please. Drilling supervisor.
Yeah, just what the hell do you want?
Well, I called you. The well's kicking up a bit. Look at the trace here. And this spike here.
Yeah. Now, how far down? That's 240 feet. It'll be 240 feet before the drill bit gets down into the gas reservoir. Now, we shouldn't be getting any of this.
It didn't happen on the previous two wells. I reckon the rock down there might be a bit friable, broken up.
So, keep on talking, Callis boy.
Gas is leaking up from the formation and into the well, giving these pits.
Yeah. Okay, now, I want that alarm set way below danger level, eh?
Done. Yes?
Yeah. Now, the divers are checking over the wellhead, right? And no problems with the blowout preventer on the platform, so we'll just keep going. We'll keep on drilling.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, tell me.
Oh, we still haven't proper drawings for that wellhead, and it's hard for the divers.
Look, the rates they're getting, they can work it out for themselves. Hell, you know how many months down we are. You just stay on the ball, yeah?
Oh, come on, John. Look, he even gets a damn phone call.
Aye.
Wife and kids staying at Wickham Towers. What in hell chances there for an old civvier?
I know what you mean. By the way, Ed, how did Mrs. Wickham say she was? I mean, when you asked her.
You're cheating. Oh, bloody hell. Look at him, John, on the bell monitor.
Oh, God.
Easy, BB. He'll have his head off with his helmet.
Carlos back in the bell, okay?
Aye.
I wonder how far he got with that job. I mean, what sense he could make out of it.
I also wonder if we can get it finished this dive. Well, I doubt Carlos will feel like going straight back in. Look, I'm gone, BB. Let him get his breath back. Oh, better ask boss diving man. Surface to chamber. Come in, Peter.
Chamber, yes?
Look, Peter, Carlos was trying to finish off on the wellhead and his regulator screwed up. He's back in the bell, OK, but the thing is, how do you rate BB to finish the job off? No, come on, I'm serious.
It's pretty hard to say.
Oh? You got an audience?
I can't improve on your idea right now.
Look, we've got to
do something. We're not doing it. You're better just thinking. We're only back up a couple of hours on a five-ton hard
rod in
the water. We're not doing it.
No. Okay, agreed, Pete. BB it is. Thanks very much.
Well, hold it.
What?
I'm not thinking so.
Well, someone's got to start.
Come on, Ed. If Carlos' breathing gear is wobbly and he can't dive, then he can't cover for BB either. We just have to scrub round the job for a while.
Yeah, and I've been out here too long, right?
Right.
Okay, so we...
Ed.
Hold it a minute, Peter. What is it, John?
Now, look. Whatever way, this'll take a while. Best make sure the drillers know their wellheads out of action a bit longer.
Ah. Right. Well, could you tell them?
Easy, Ed, easy.
Oh. Well, I'm glad someone's still thinking half straight around here.
Well, pressure went right over alarm level. Just once, not for long, but a hell of a kick. Look at the chart.
Yeah.
The bad news is I now learn the wellhead is far from okay. Diver's doing a hose change on it.
Where, on well three?
Well three.
What? While we're drilling? Well, just who in hell authorized that?
Oh, they started it sometime on the previous shift. It's taking much longer than they expected.
And what do you want?
What's the problem? You stopped drilling.
Well's kicking up a bit.
Oh.
Hey, what do you want?
Why, it's well three, the blowout preventer.
Yeah?
Some problems with one of the valves.
But come on, tell me.
Well, we decided to try and sort them out.
And?
It'll be an hour or so. See, one of the valve stems turned out it's cracking.
Now, just let me get this straight. You're doing a repair while we're making hole? You got 2 hours a day for that kind of work. You know the regulations about working while we're drilling. Look, dummy, we need that BOP operational all the time we're drilling, okay?
You're not
all
into the gas zone yet?
What? Yeah, well, now just take a look, expert. Just take a look at these pressure charts, okay? There, is that clear enough for you?
Yeah.
You couldn't tell them from a plan of the main sewers of Wichita, Kansas. Now, what they mean is, we've got gas pressure in the well, whether we should have it or not.
He's up over alarm level again.
Now, I want that preventer back and working. Absolutely now.
Okay, I'm...
Incompetence. Nearly there, too. Give me Ed Morse.
Look, we may be okay, but I've never seen one kick up like this before. Hard to keep her balanced. Looks like someone down there has gone off us.
Yes. Yeah, well, I thought you knew. Authorised? Oh, you're damn right it was authorised. Sure. Well, the previous shift. Well, don't you people keep any records over there? Yeah, well, we've got problems too. They're pretty much having to guess the way down there. So you just get your... What? No, it's all right, I'll call. John, the platform blowout preventer's out of action too. They've got bad pressure surges in the well.
So?
Oh, I'll have to finish the seabed wellhead now.
Again, so?
Well, you know damn fine what it means.
BB does it with no colour diver? No.
Did you ever see a well blowout? This platform will be a blazing pile of white-hot scrap and rust. More than BB would be in trouble.
Ed, my regulator, I fixed it. It's okay now.
Oh, thank God. Look, Carlos, that's good. Now, we need some help, fast. Now, listen, the well is in a pretty...
No, Ed. Listen to Carlos. Look at him on the screen. The man's creased. He'd one hell of a fright just now.
BB, then?
Ed, there's nothing else for it.
Oh, hell!
Carlos, it's surface. Look, get BB into the water right away to finish whatever needs doing. Seems our drilling friends have cocked up some. They want to be sure the plumbing downstairs is 100%. Now, you brief him, Carlos. You saw it last. BB?
Yeah?
BB, whatever Carlos says, do it.
No problem.
No bloody problem.
Yep, fine. Yep, thanks, Ed. Good news.
Well,
Ed Moss reports they've finished down there. Swap one of the actuating hoses on the wellhead. Run a test?
Nah. First off, we've got to recover all the drill string. The well's been pretty steady for an hour or so now, so there's no need to foul it up. Be up in a few hours. Damn, but they're slow.
Yeah. Hey, hello.
What's that kick?
Look. She's still coming up. She may be away this time.
Closing seabed BOP. Damn, she's close. I'll tell the man we're okay.
But don't tell him that. The indicator's still red. She's not closed. Look at that pressure gauge.
She's backing up faster.
You said the wellhead repair was done.
That's what Ed said. His diver said.
Try the shutoff again.
I have several times. Not a budge. Not a flick.
Still red. And no platform shut off because you dumb bastards decide to change a wheel with us doing 80 down the freeway.
If you make your mind up just exactly what you want done.
No. Give me the platform, Superintendent. Yeah, this is drilling. Well 3 is running wild. The seabed wellhead failed to close on command. The platform BOP's in pieces. Ah, oh, you soon will, friend. Yeah, blowout.
Must be a practice. It must be. No one said anything about a practice now.
Oh, so it's not a practice. Well, realistic if it is.
Well, no one's told me. Well, you should be getting a, what do you call it, a May Day out. No. Come on. No. No, I'll leave the order.
Tell him.
Over.
Tell him.
What's supposed to happen is platform super is...
You've got to get a May Day out.
Oh, God. Prince is a centaur. It looks like...
A blowout. Repeat, a blowout. The alarm is going. Mayday, mayday. Do you hear? Do you hear? Over. Can you hear?
The red light's off. The power's gone. There's no power.
We're finished here. Come out.
Centaur to Brit Oil Base, Pembroke. Emergency, come in, please. Pembroke, we confirm Mayday, ex-Trinity. Also now visually confirm a blowout. Repeat, blowout. Nothing like that, no. Just a great dark jet of muck about of the drilling derrick. Please alert all rescue services and any vessel able to render assistance. Yes, Pembroke, we swung round again. I can see Trinity again. Confirm no fire. First lifeboat's lowering now. Look, I'll need to talk to them. Please listen out.
Come on, yeah! 16, 17, 18. Hey, that's only 18. Who else is down for this lifeboat station?
Yeah, the divers.
Oh, damn. Moss, those are the guys.
Hell with them.
You get your hand off that release lever, mister. I'll be right back with you.
There must be plenty deep.
What about the guys in the chamber? They're in saturation. They can't... It'll take hours to decompress them before they can leave. Days!
Well, that's their problem, friend. Their problem!
All right, that should see Pete and Ken okay. Now then,
Got the gas flow set for the bell.
Yep. There we go.
Now, John, we've got a decision to make.
What do you mean?
Well, we got a blowout. They're evacuating. Do we go or do we stay?
Eh? Carlos and Beebe stuck down in the bell. Pete, Harris and Ken in the surface port. 3 days decompression, more before we can get them out. Ed, you don't want to leave them.
You know what it could mean, don't you?
Uh-huh. Could be very nasty.
Oh, that's a bloody understatement.
Ed, we're not going.
Just making sure we're both volunteers.
That'll be so bloody ridiculous.
Yeah, right now, okay. Now, we've got no power, so we can't get the bell back up. But we can tell them to close the hatch.
And start decompressing them. Right.
Hey, you guys got wax in your ears? That means evacuation. Everybody off. Now, move it.
Were those emergency packs in the bell, John?
Oh, yeah. All the checklist was okay.
Look, I said off. Move it. Go. Get out.
No.
No? My God damn it.
We're not going.
You sure as hell are. I'm the crew chief for Lifeboat 4, and you're on the list for Lifeboat 4, and you'll be in Lifeboat 4.
I said no. Now, John, check what power we've got for the...
What is this?
Okay.
You've done the drills. You know the book. Evacuation. Now, you go.
Right. Okay. Now, who else is on your little list?
Oh, Jesus.
Read it out now.
I just don't believe this.
Let's get it all straight now.
All right. Moss, MacIver, Harris, Blundell, Estimar, Dunn.
Peter Harris and Ken Dunn are in that big white cylinder out there in saturation. And that means it'll take, what, 4 days of slow, careful reduction of pressure before we can let them out. Any quicker, even a few hours quicker, and they'll get tiny gas bubbles...
Don't you lecture me, sonny boy!
...ever so quietly in their bodies, in their joints, maybe in their hearts or in their brains. Now, it may not be too serious. Might only cripple them for life if they're lucky.
So let them out now. Recompress them later after they're away.
And they might die in 5 minutes writhing and screaming before your eyes.
And the other two now. Estimar and Blundell. They're in this small, round, steel ball of a thing, about 6 feet across, on the end of 400 feet and more of wire rope. And they've got all the problems of the other two, and more. Because at the moment, it looks as if we'll not even have the power to bring them up.
Now, I'll do nothing while you're getting your crew away, nothing to endanger the platform, but I can't just get out and leave those four men. They're my responsibility.
Your responsibility, yeah, and the screw-up that let the weld...
Now, look, you just better watch it, Mr. Steady, you are on.
Damn it, the book says...
Yeah, book, mister. Not ours. Now, look, you tried. You tried, we wouldn't go. So it's not your problem. We've all got things to do.
Ah, you...
Jesus.
Bloody American. I thought you were going to hit him.
Well, he was fair set for a poke at you. Only doing his job. Oh, thanks very much for the backup. We're a great team.
Oh, dear God.
Aye, you're good.
What does it say, John, in our book about this one?
Well, it seems the chapter we want hasn't been written yet. Oh, if they'd been bitten by a sea snake, I could help you.
Oh, well. Thanks, John.
Ah, here we go.
Right, now. Surface to chamber. Surface to chamber. Pete, come on. Oh, now what? Now what? Surface the bell. Carlos, talk to me. Well, he should be okay.
No, it's okay. I'll look at it. Ed, what are you going to say to them when it's working?
Fair question, if not especially welcome. You know, from one point of view, I should reckon they're better off than us, Carlos and BB.
Why?
Well, if that lot out there should just catch light, they've 400 feet or so of water between them and the fire.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Aye, I'll sort out a note for them, Pete and Ken. I'll pass it in through the medical lock. Cheer them up a bit.
Eh? You what? Cheer them up a bit.
Oh, well. Tell them the news, then.
Oh, I just thought for a wee minute that you meant three or four gems from the Edwin Moss joke book. That's it, you tell them the news. Right. That should cheer them up enormously.
I can see them. They're all coming. They're nearly gone now.
Intelligent enough thing to do.
What about us?
Moss will think of something.
I said they're all going, man. Scarpering. We're stuck here.
Look, Ken. He's already got the decompression started. Look at the gauge. Take it easy. A couple of days, open the hatch, go way over the side and get picked up.
We'll all be dead by then. Oh, what are we going to do?
Could always try panicking. What's that?
It's Moss. He's outside. He's signalling.
Shift up. Oh, the medical lock. Is it shut inside? He wants to pass something in.
I think so.
Don't think. Check.
Yes. Shut and locked.
I'll signal. Yes. He's closing the outer now. Here it comes. Equalized. Okay, open it up.
I can't.
Oh. Now then. Blowout. Fancy. Decompression started. Told you, Ken. Don't run away. Comic. John also stayed. Great. And there were you, starting to think there'd be no one here but us chickens. I told you nothing to worry about.
Oh, man.
Got a pencil? Oh, here. Glad you stayed. We're fine for now. How Carlos and BB? Fine time for the comms to pack in. No, Ken, don't bother, thanks. I'll hold it up at the chamber port. Quicker.
What did he say?
Just okay. Then he mooched off. It's nasty out there. Must be drilling mud everywhere. Nasty gunge. Well then, pass us that magazine. Honest, I do wonder where they find them. Hey, Ken, remember that one in that club in Swansea when we were fogged in that time? Looked like the Michelin woman, steel-belted girdle and all. You can't account for tastes. I still think you'd have stood a very good chance there if you hadn't gone all shy.
What's going to happen?
Look, Ken, the worst bit's already happened. Some one or two or three cocked it up and the well blew out. Once human error's done its worst, it's all down to physics. Now, there's a couple of ways it can go. If they hurry, they can be back and shut the well in, maybe in a few hours before we're through here. If not, Ed sees us through decompression, then out, down into a waiting lifeboat, and all's well.
Did you see that film on telly, somewhere, I don't know, off America? That blowout, bloody flames into the sky.
Most blowouts don't catch fire. No reason this one should. Stop worrying.
Aren't you worrying, then?
No point in worrying if there's nothing you can do.
Oh, bloody patience strong.
Kent, now listen to me.
You listen. You listen.
Okay, Ken. No, Flannel. It's serious. It's the worst mess ever for either of us. Now, this magazine here contains Dolores Bartlett's deeply moving account of her life and adventures as a nurse on a health farm, and I'm trying for about the third time to finish it, so I'd like it if you'd panic to yourself for a while. Hey, you need that coffee? Might still be lukewarm.
Oh, certainly.
I reckon this suit's about had it. Left arm and top of his body's okay. Rest of it, chill.
Is there not emergency battery power for communication at least? I remember it. On the console upstairs.
Yeah. Well, some of the time. That's good. I presume that you had it? Well, it was just after you returned to the bell. No, maybe you didn't. We were trying...
Heard it? Heard what? Come on.
Oh, it was a bang. And now, you hear that?
Hear what?
The noise outside in the water. It started getting louder when we lost power.
Coincidence. You get all funny noises. Currents, or maybe a ship, a supply ship.
Were there any problems? Put a job in the wellhead. Maybe something I don't know.
I told you while I was doing it, it went fine. No problems. Well, maybe one or two bolts a bit tricky to get out with that wrench. Well, it happens sometimes. But it went fine, though. Fine.
You see, if for any reason they had to apply pressure to the wellhead to close some of the valves...
Damn it, Carlos. I know how things work, how they go together, and why they matter. I've worked on them lots. Now, don't lecture me on how to do it. We'll be back up soon, you see. Look, it could have been anything. The noise you reckon you heard, if anything at all. Our water's off, too. Getting colder. Oh, come on, you lot up there. Come on.
Oh. Jesus, it stinks out there now. It really does.
How did they look?
Well, Pete's still okay.
Still in those magazines. He must be bored. He's reading the stories by now. Mind you, he wouldn't think you'd need them if you met his wife.
Aye, missing him gets people different ways. I used to write to Marge a lot. Most days, whether the mail was likely to get off or not. She used to say she got these wadges of letters. I ended up numbering the envelope so she'd read them in right order. Not that it mattered.
Was it this that broke it up? This part-time thing, I mean. You know, fortnight at home, fortnight away.
Aye, some of it. It was... Oh, I don't know. She didn't really know what she wanted any more than I did back then.
Ah, you poor old man.
Anyway, how come you're sitting there when that communication panel's in bits and it looks like it'll never work again, eh?
Because I can't think of anything else to do except put it back together.
All right, well, come on, let's have a look. I am supposed to be an engineer, after all.
Thanks.
Let's see what another fine logical mind, only slightly worn, can do. As we can't leave BB and Carlos in the dark forever, and passing bits of paper in and out of the surface chamber to Peter and Ken, well, it's a bit stone age, isn't it?
Right, we're all cut off. At least he's making some kind of an effort at keeping us informed.
Oh, yeah. What was that last note? We're working on some things out here. Stick with it. They're up in that control room with their fingers up their noses, sweating canfuls as sure as we're sat in here shivering.
There's a couple of things they could be doing.
Such as?
Oh. On the radio? Planning? That kind of thing?
That's it. The radio traffic will be clogged with people chatting to each other about us, being all efficient and clever and going in circles. It's bad enough, this job, when you're on the bottom and out of the bell in the water. You can really feel cut off then. But in here, just an inch or two of steel. I don't think we'll ever get out.
Now listen to me, Ken.
Get fairly... Eyes right. Get that button shined or I'll have you cutting a polo ground with nail scissors. You listen, Mr. Harris. This isn't HMS Trinity. You're not a lieutenant commander anymore. And we're not your kick 'em all over the ship out of ranks. All this bull and jolly jolly. We're not idiots on this team.
There's no harm in doing things properly, Ken.
Yeah. And look at us here. Don't start your stiff upper lip line, Eva. You said earlier it's bad. Don't pretend.
Okay. So?
So, if we get out, and Carlos too, I'm going to be first in line for a job as instructor at that diving school he keeps talking about starting in the Canaries, with dollies by the score, and never going deeper than 50 feet in clear, warm, safe water.
Decompression still running okay?
Yeah, I keep checking it here.
All right.
Good job it's all on direct control, none of those fancy power valves. Now, look, these comms, I've got it back pretty much right, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no. God, it's like my fingers and my brain aren't connected anymore. I think I'll take another stroll outside.
Yeah, it's a nice day out. The bit I could see the last time. Flat, calm sea, no wind. That gas is starting to get in here a bit. I thought it wasn't supposed to smell, this natural gas.
No, well, they scrub all the oil out of it to make it not smell. Then when they get it ashore, they stick something else in to make it smell again.
So what do they bother, really?
Did you say flat calm?
Aye, I did.
No wind at all?
No wind, flat calm, right.
Oh, boy.
What?
Nothing to blow the gas away.
God.
It'll just be hanging there, one nasty, stinking, explosive cloud of it.
Well, we'll just have to be careful, that's all. I mean, neither of us smokes.
Aye, that's true. Yeah. God, you know, John, you've got a very unexpected sense of humour. I mean, in the middle of all this, right, you could...
The music for a news flash. Reports are coming in of an explosion and fire on the giant
Trinity.
Turning for natural gas in the Bristol Channel, south of Pembroke. The platform was successfully evacuated before the explosion. More news when we get it. Meanwhile, music.
Cock-eyed bloody news item.
Successfully evacuated.
What was it, explosion and fire?
Oh, stupid incompetence, we're still here. We're still here.
All right, Ed.
Well, they don't know one single damn thing. But we've got to make contact with Shaw or somebody. It's impossible like this.
They'll be busting one out there trying to get help to us. All we have to do is...
Yes. Right. Precisely.
Now, look. It seems to me it's like this. We are decompressing them okay in the surface chamber.
Uh-huh.
Doing nothing for them downstairs. Can't till we talk to them. Check that the bell hatch is shut. Plenty breathing gas all round.
That's not the problem, gas.
No, it's the cold will be the problem. Look, I'll out and have another bash at rigging something, some way to get some heat into them. I'm getting nowhere with these damn communications.
John, we'll just have to shove it. We're talking to rigging something. We've talked it through a dozen ways up and down, and none of them's any good. All we can do is sit here and... Well, if you're really smart and fix those comms, maybe listen to them die. God, there's a whole world, you reckon, out there coming to help us, and we don't know if they're coming or not, and what they're planning, because we can't even talk to them.
Well, we could always... One of us, I don't know. Take one of the spare life drafts, the inflatables, and maybe get a message on it.
Do you think I want to run now?
I personally, once in a while, do.
John?
Hmm?
You've got it.
Got what?
There's radios in the life rafts, idiot.
Eh?
Well, it's worth another run out. I'll break out one of the rafts and get one.
I'll still see if I can get some power somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, there's hot water stored. If I can only get it circulating in the chamber, the bell.
Yeah, right.
Give them some kind of a chance, eh?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hey, John.
Yeah?
Are we mad?
Sorry. You're going to need a psychiatrist for that. I'm only a technician.
Right.
Yes. Of course, I'll tell her. Yes. Take care, Charles. Thank you. Goodbye. Helen, Charles has at last had a message from Trinity. There was no explosion. The news bulletin was wrong, it seems.
Oh, thank God.
But there was a blowout. And, of course, the evacuation wasn't complete. You were quite right. It couldn't have been.
The divers, Peter, they're still there.
Oh, no.
But they're well. Mr. Moss and Mr. McIver stayed behind to help them. Charles is on his way down to Pembroke now to take charge of things. He called from his car on the way to the airport. He says they are doing everything they can for Peter. For them all.
Oh, I know. I know they will. How long will Carla be?
2-ish? Oh, quarter of an hour or so yet. She does ride so well for 9.
Yes. You know, you always... I mean... Every time he goes, you know something could happen. That was why I was so glad...
Now...
But you never know how you feel with...
Helen, now, please.
Oh, it's not worth it.
Oh.
It's not. How can it be? It's not. Oh,
Helen. Now, I met her in Cyprus. Holiday. Bloody smashing.
Was that me?
I don't know.
You said... Before we came in. Before blow down.
Blow, blow. Blow down. Blow out. Hey.
What?
Cuddled up here like a pair of poofers.
They'll have some heat on soon. They will.
Then? They bloody gone. Tell you. All gone.
No, the eldest. Gary. Oh, he loves it now.
Yeah?
No, I encourage him.
Yeah, sure.
Anything to get him steered away for this game. His soldering's a bit clumsy, but, you know, he rebuilt the receiver, airframe, everything, after he flew into that wall.
My girl. Her mother won't let her write, phone, anything now. Birthday present last month. Sent it back. 6 years now.
Yeah. The wife reckons she's pleased to see me go back offshore. Says I spoil them. You know. Well, I like them to know I'm there. I'm there. But she doesn't understand that. It's... Here, listen.
What's that?
I think I may have got the communication sorted out with the bellhead. Want to try?
Oh, knockout! God, they'd be wondering what... Surface to bell. Surface to bell. Come in, please. Surface to bell.
Tell us here.
Oh.
Where have you been? We assume... Oh, please, one moment. I'm sorry, Ed. It's BB. He finished the dive, okay. But he came back cold. And now, of course, the beans have got hers. Ed, we are both now rather seriously chilled. What is happening?
That, Carlos. Carlos, we've got a couple of problems up here. And we've only just now got the comms fixed. Now, there's lots of help on the way. How bad is...
We could use some heat.
Carlos, we... John, could you...
Sure. Carlos, look, the cafeteria's closed right now. Staff shortages, you know. But as soon as we'll get you down steak... Coffee and a couple of nice hot waitresses, okay?
We shall look forward to that.
Right. Carlos, one thing.
What?
Those reflective insulating blankets. Any use?
Thanks,
John. Carlos, how long before your heating starts to...
It should be circulating now. But there's not a great deal in store in those tanks. And the batteries running the pumps, well, they won't last very long. It's all a lash-up. The batteries just go flat. No way to recharge them, I can find. It's not enough, but it's all we can.
God, I don't remember. I never really thought about this particular situation before. There's not much sign anyone else has.
Oh, I've thought about it. Plans, ideas. None of them got through to the sharp end here yet. Not till it happens a couple of times.
Yeah?
Mrs. Blundell?
No, that's my mother. Who are you?
No. His wife. Brian Blundell. His wife.
Wife? He hasn't got one that I'd know of. And I would be in his sister. Who are you?
Echo, Mrs. Miss.
Echo? Look, what's it about? I'm cleaning through the front room.
Your brother. You've not heard.
What?
The accident.
Bri. Accident? No.
Can I come in?
Accident? Yeah, come in, yeah.
He was on the oil rig, Trinity, with some Aberdeen diving firm off South Wales.
Yeah, that's right. He went 2 weeks ago. I had a card.
Well, could I see it? Have you a photograph? Is this him with you?
Look, please. What's happened?
This is
Ewing.
Oh,
E-W? Yeah.
How old are you, Mrs. Ewing?
34. Now, what about Brian?
Well, there was a blowout on the platform. How long has he been diving?
Oh, 2 years, professional-like, but years before that, you know, as an hobby.
Yeah. Local club?
Yeah.
Can you remember which one?
No, I can't. Oh, please.
How old is he?
He's 26, last birthday. Yeah.
Did he ever used to talk about the dangers of the job?
Look, I'm standing here saying all this, and I don't even know what's happened. Now, tell me.
Well, they're trying to get him all off. He lives here with you, right? Any girlfriends?
He's my brother. I want to know how he is, not a load of questions from you.
Well, he's local. They'll all be interested, all your friends.
I'll ring his company. That's what I'll do. Right. Now, where are we? Charles Wickham, diving. Now then.
Do you mind if I...
Stay? Oh, yeah, why not? Oh, hello? Charles Wickham diving? Yeah, I'm Brian Blundell's sister. I've heard. I want to find out what's happening. Yes, right. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Roger Centaur out. They reckon they'll have a barge alongside in 10 hours or so. It's been 6 already, and then what? No use to anyone.
They'll never come alongside with that gas cloud hanging round. Look, is there anything else?
Oh, Fraser's offered. She's steaming over. More bloody spectators. She should be nearly here.
Fraser?
Why?
We're subbed.
So? Luke, we talked about trying to pick up the diving bell with the sub and carton back, and it's not on. No sub would carry that weight, never.
Fraser carries a lockout sub now. Room for taking divers on board.
They never said that. Well, it's easy then.
Right.
As soon as she's near, Fraser drops the sub.
Uh-huh.
Sub comes in underwater, close to the bell as she can get. That's what, west centre leg?
Uh-huh.
Now, we'll tell Carlos and BB. They swim over into the lockout chamber on the sub. Back away up to Fraser, transfer, decompress them both at leisure. Easy. I'll get back onto centre.
Well, yes, but...
Well, come on, you said easy.
I think that may have been you.
Yeah, well, anyway...
Ed, remember the state of them two down there.
Yeah, but surely they'll...
Help. Come on.
Diver in the sub. Locks out. Goes over. Guides him back.
That's something like that. Better chance for them.
Any more snags?
Yeah, if you want them. How close can the sub get to the bell? Have Fraser a diver ready? Enough space in the locker compartment of the sub? How long to set it all up? Carlos and BB, will they be in a state to do anything at all?
I never asked.
All I'm saying is it's not easy.
Yeah, but at least it's a try. We're trying something. Oh, God, why is it us having all the ideas? Trinity to Centaur. I'm sorry. Trinity to Centaur. Important message for relay to Fraser. Repeat. Important message for relay to Fraser.
Workhorse 5 to Fraser, workhorse 5 to Fraser. We're on the bottom now. Estimate 30 metres down, tired of Trinity and moving in.
Have you heard us, Carlos?
How's your diver, then?
Tom's been all kitted and ready since we left Fraser. Just as soon as you call stop at the platform, he's away out. Oh, I can just see it. That'll be the platform leg. Oh, it's a big brute down here in the muck.
What do you think of their chances in the bell?
Oh, well, it's been a few hours now.
I'll get us up as close as I can and put the legs down. And it's all up to your bloke. Shame he can't get all the way to the bell. Could you not have sorted a longer umbilical for him?
Well, give him time. It's all a lash-up. Tom will have the line rigged good and quick. As long as they come out the bell in the right direction, they'll find the line and come straight on back to Tom and to us. We'll be coming with the tide. Keep all your lights on.
Like a cop car on the M6. Right then. Workhorse 5 to Fraser. In position about 2 metres from platform leg and stopped.
Okay, Tom, you're equalised. Gas flow set. Away out when you're ready. Straight in following the line of the sub. The direction is pointed. Then tie off the line anywhere handy, call in and we'll wait for them. Visibility okay. You should just about see the bell from the end of the line. Okay.
You can't really make any sense of that argle-gargle, can you?
Well, I suppose it gets to be what you'd call an ack. Ah, he's away then.
Rather him.
It's better than just sitting.
Carlos, Ed here. Carlos, come on, fella. Carlos, listen, amigo. The diver's out of the sub and on his way over. Only a couple of minutes.
Get lost, Ed. Fairy tales. Ed? What?
A couple of minutes, Carlos. No time at all.
Shut up. I'm tired.
Now you two ready to go?
Ed. Ed, really. I'm not sure. We may not be able to manage it all.
It's going to be too late, John. They're half dead now.
How are the hatches left? On the bell?
Just the inner one shut.
Rescue diver will never lift it on his own. Not from the outside. They'll have to help.
They'll never do it, John, the state they're in.
But it's a good plan.
Only if it works.
Well, it's out of our hands now.
How's he doing out there, your diver?
Well, I don't want to keep pestering him with questions. He's got enough to think about. His breathing sounds happy enough.
I don't fancy it, really, I don't. Give me a nice fixed steel plate. Keep all that nasty, wet, cold stuff out. I tell you, I tried it once on holiday. West Indies, some island or other. Never a blooming gainer. I've got water up me.
Hey!
What?
Tom, what's happening? Tom, answer, please, immediate. Tom, come in, please.
Oh, God, I've lost comms with him.
Look, the gauges, no gas supply either. Oh, I know what he's done, the stupid... How'd you work this telephone thing? I'd better tell Fraser what's happening. Damn all they can do, though, or us.
Fraser, Ed Moss on Trinity. Tell the sub they're in a poor way down there. They'll need a lot of help. Over. He is? Okay, thanks. Keep me informed. Out. Diver's out of the sub, on his way.
I wish the sub could have got him closer. What if Carlos and Bibi leaving the bell and finding that line?
How far short did they say the sub-diver would be? How far short of the bell at the full stretch of his line?
Maybe 15, 20 feet.
Oh, God, it's 100 miles, John. 100 miles.
I know.
Come in.
Can't.
Oh. Bibi, help me with the hatch.
Can't. No.
Help me.
Help.
Made it, huh?
Bienvenida, amigo. Welcome. The message, it said you would not be able to reach us from your submersible.
No, well, I can...
You would fasten a line. We would swim out, find the line.
Yes, well, I thought that might not fancy that bit. God, it's cold in here. How do you feel?
We've had no heating since the blowout.
No, no. About to swim back. Him.
Not good at all.
Right. Okay. We'd better get out of here. Now, it's nice and warm in the sub. Got some soup. It's even better in the decompression chamber on Fraser. There's a shower. Look, finish kitting up now. I'll take a recharge from my reserve cylinder. Now, where are you? Now, the thing is, it's down tide. It's just a steady cruise back to the sub. I'll be out first and wait for you. Now, come on, Brian.
BB. Helmet on. And look. Flow. Okay? Your umbilical. It is not connected. You came over on your... reserve cylinder?
Well, the thing wouldn't reach, so I ditched it. I'll pick it up on the way back. But don't hang about as we go. Look, I'll go. You help him down, then follow, okay?
No. No.
Come on, BB. Left leg down. Okay, okay, now. Now, just go down. Down.
Hot water getting through a bit now, Pete. Good. Yeah, rig the pump off the storage batteries. Why not?
Trinity Fraser, divers banking and solving, Roger.
Confirmed, yeah? John. John, tell them they're away. Carlos and BB, in the sub, on the way back to Fraser.
Great! Pete! No. Well, Carlos, BB, the pickup from the bell using Seahorse seems to have worked. No, I'll do it right now. All the hot water to the surface chamber, yes. Eh? No, not going anywhere.
No.
Very. Carlos and BB away. Great.
Yeah, I did well. Oh, anything else for Pete and Ken?
No. Well, I'll get the whole of the hot water to them now. It's just time now. Only needs one, really.
Oh, God, I'll never stay awake.
Ah, come on.
3 days still of decompression.
I'll get them some more food. Us two. Read the cafeteria again. It's weird knowing there. It's like stealing. Honest, the stuff in that deep freeze will be starting to rot in a day or two. What?
Power's all shut down. It can't just start on itself.
Chance to get some more heat to Ken.
John,
and Peter.
Look. No, out there, that...
Where?
Round the generator exhaust, that flickering.
There'll be the gas all around it. It shouldn't start up alone like that. God, will you listen?
The batteries, you fixed them to run the pumps for the divers' heating.
I don't see what
batteries
that
batteries
can...
go down, generator comes on automatic to recharge them. Oh, God, automatic!
Oh, no!
Damn stupid system. It shouldn't have been left on, and now it starts.
Just what we
listen
needed.
Listen to it. And it's running in all that gas. John, look at the flashes. Kill it, John, kill it.
And I'm not sure I know where to start, really. It's complicated down there. Ed. Okay, then. Okay. Now, come on. Come in, Ed.
What?
I didn't use a hand.
Coming beautifully. Gosh, I wish I could embroider like that.
Thank you. I saw the window in a tiny church in Norfolk, and the company was based in Great Yarmouth.
Oh.
I arranged for it to be photographed.
Here. Your silks. They seem almost brighter than the stained glass in the picture.
The black border, do you see? Between the panels. It gives contrast to them.
Gosh, it must take hours. All I seem to find time to do is read. When he's away, when the work's done. I thought of applying to be on Mastermind, answering questions on the works of Jean Plady and Georgette Heyer. But, Peter, has there been any news?
No. How was Carla?
Oh, she's, well, we talked. Now she's reading. She'll sleep. It's hard to know what she makes of it all. 3 days. He's had scares before, I know, but he says it's normally over before you can start to think.
They've had such offers of help from everyone, and Charles is there now. They will do something before 3 days, Helen. Oh. Good evening. Yes? Charles, yes. Yes, here, yes. No. But do you know? Yes. No, I shall. Charles, I'm certain. Yes. Yes, I shall, via the office. Goodbye.
He's all right? They've rescued them.
Helen.
Oh, no. No, please, Peter.
Charles had serious trouble getting through to us. It was over an hour ago.
A problem, a delay, or a...
Helen. Peter's dead.
The others?
Mr. Moss and Mr. McIver, who stayed, and Ken Dunn, too. The two in the diving bell were rescued, as we heard.
I met Ken's parents once, some airport or station, I forget. They were there to meet him. Ken was so embarrassed. Yes, that's right. Peter likes me to have people's details, who he's diving with. I'll call them.
Helen, Charles, the company, they'll tell them.
I don't want to tell anyone, I just want to talk to them, that's all, talk to them.
Charles asked me to tell you that he's
very... Have you a dialing code book? Beckenham. Beckenham. Is that Kent?
Oh, yes, here. Helen, are you sure you want...
I don't think I'll tell them where I'm calling from.
All right, Helen.
No, no. I've just tidied away, Doris, actually, and started the washing. Oh, in bed. Well, you know how Mum is. Least little thing, and... No, nothing. No, just that one call after I rang them. While that reporter was here, you know. Oh, honestly, you'd think they'd try... Yeah, right. Still, the phone's been engaged a lot. You've all rung up. Oh, look, hold on. It's coming now.
Four appeared dead as a huge explosion and fire wrecked the Giant Trinity gas platform, where earlier in the day a well had blown out. These dramatic pictures of the blast were received just a few minutes ago.
Oh, oh, Bri, love. Doris, did you hear that?
The gas production platform Trinity off South Wales is tonight a blazing wreck. Its fires fueled by gas escaping from at least one and possibly three wells. Earlier this morning, a well being drilled from the platform, which is owned by a British company, had blown up, enveloping the platform in a cloud of explosive gas. Throughout the day, experts struggled to devise a plan to kill the flow. But just before 8 this evening, no one yet knows why, the escaping gas exploded.
I don't know. They haven't said, have they? Oh, would you be quiet now, woman?
Four men died in tonight's disaster. All four are believed to be divers. But today has also seen two remarkable rescues. The first was the evacuation of over 100 men from the platform within minutes of this morning's blowout. And second, a daring underwater rescue of two divers trapped in their diving bells 400 feet below the platform by the blowout. A mini-submarine, Workhorse 5, seen here on its support ship, the Fraser, put down a diver who was able to swim over to the stranded divers and escort them to safety. The rescue divers are Brian Blundell, aged 28, from Merseyside, and Carlos Estimar.
Oh, God, did you hear? He's all
both
right.
Both men are reported as making progress, though suffering from the effects of cold after their long ordeal.
No, I couldn't hear for your
gabbing. However, the divers are being kept under pressure on the platform itself and have almost certainly died, as have two others from the diving company who stayed behind to help their colleagues. Names are being withheld until next of kin are informed.
Oh, I must go and tell me, ma'am.
A full government inquiry has been promised into
Look,
the disaster.
I must
the company
go.
Which owns the platform, Brit Oil Limited, promised full cooperation.
Oh, Brian,
their own inquiry
okay,
was already underway.
He's on the telly. He's
Charles
okay.
Wickham, head of the company which employs the divers, said tonight that he was immensely grateful for the heroic rescue of the two divers in the Bell. He also spoke of the skill and courage of the men who had died.
In Under Pressure by David Baum, the part of Peter Harris was played by John Rowe, Brian Blundell, Neville Smith, Ken Dunn, Sean Arnold, and Carlos Gregory DePaulnay. Ed Moss, Henry Knowles, Helen Harris, Jan Edwards, John McIver, Michael Deacon, and Beth Wickham, Jenny Lee. American drilling supervisor, Don Fellows, drilling technician, Leonard Fenton, Sis, Nona Shepherd, Centaur radio operator and submarine pilot, Christopher Scott, Trinity radio operator and submarine diving supervisor, Gordon Reed, drilling engineer, Anthony Hyde, Liverpool newspaper reporter and radio newsreader, Hayden Wood, and television newsreader, John Church. The play was directed by Jerry Jones.